Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. Doesn't get any better than that. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I almost hate to interrupt, James. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my other award-winning book, The Third Ingredient, that's the new one, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. And you can find all those at Amazon. Hope you'll check them out and see what you think. Jim Schreier is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. Farcliffs. What is it, Jim, the website? Farcliffs?
Farcliffs, one word, farcliffs.com.
Farcliffs.com.
D-L-I-F-F-S. Out over the far cliffs.
What do they find when they get there?
They'll find information on all the training, management training things that I do and stuff like that. So,
all right. So
check that out. A lot of different workshops and things that I've been doing over the years.
And the research that you're following, like what we're working on with Gallup and Deloitte and everything.
Yep.
So, folks, check him out there. He's helping us understand, Jim, is this research that he's compiled for us from Gallup and from Deloitte about how young people are behaving in the workplace. They seem to be changing jobs more often than other generations. That's pretty what that's kind of follows the what we've been seeing anecdotally. Not only are they doing it, they're planning to do it. Right, Jim? They're actually, it's on their mind.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, it's kind of hard when you're trying to talk to a young person about their job and you get that far away look in their eyes. Maybe they don't mean to be respectful. They're just thinking, okay, what am I going to be doing in 3 years? Not this.
Yeah, and they're already saying that. I mean, there's one statistic in the Deloitte stuff that says 61% of Gen Zs are going to leave within 2 years. I mean, they're thinking about it. They're going, okay, I'm in this job, but I'm not staying.
How do we fix that? Is there anything we can do? Do we want to do anything? I mean, do we? Is this our reality right now?
Well, part of it's the reality, but I think we have to do something on it, and I think we have to be smarter on it, because one of the other things that all this latest research is showing is that it's gotten more complicated. So while it used to be maybe, and I think I'd have to go back more than a single decade, maybe even more than a couple decades, where a business owner or a leader could kind of focus on just a couple of key things to make employees happy. Now it's a mix. It's that dramatic, unbelievable list of options that you have for everything that you might put on a pizza. And you have to try and do it all. So you've got to focus on the financial. You've got to focus on that workplace and environment. Flexibility about work hours is a big thing. And, you know, that's one that's very important, and that's another one that's very tough for smaller businesses.
Right.
Because smaller businesses don't have as many options. They don't have as many people to be flexible with hours.
I've done that myself, Jim. We've done that here. Of course, our business is not like a typical Main Street business. We don't have, you know, customers walking into a counter like a lot of businesses. But what I've done is I was kind of a knucklehead in the early days. I was pretty rigid about stuff. But I realized, you know, there's some things that don't matter and there's some things that do matter. And so almost all my employees have been millennials for the last 15 years, and my new employees. And so I just said, okay, here, this matters to me, and this is non-negotiable. This doesn't matter to me, and it's negotiable. But whatever you decide, that's what you do. In other words, I would tell them, okay, you can come in at 8, or you can come in at 8:15, you can come in at 8:30. You come in at 8:45 if you want to, because I don't necessarily need you here till maybe 9 o'clock. But you got to remember, sometimes we have to work late. And number two, if you say I'm going to come in at 8:30, then I want you to be here at 8:30 every day. I don't want you to be wandering around in the hour. And that's how I talk to them. What do you think?
Well, that makes sense. And that what you've just done is demonstrate one of the most important factors, which, again, is often if somebody's not paying attention to their leadership, that's something they're going to miss. Because what you just demonstrated is, okay, you can set the rules, you can set what the expectations are, but you've communicated about it. You've let people know what that means and what you're willing to allow. That's the openness that is really critical with this, with these younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my generation, it's not your generation where we just said, tell me what to do and I'll
right.
do it. That's long gone. That's long gone even before
millennials. Nobody ever told me I had options on when to show up and when to leave either, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
But I do think that what I've tried to do with my millennials is, and I've told them this, I said, look, I know you're not going to be here for long, maybe a year, two, maybe three tops. I've actually had some to say 5 or 6 years. But I've said, but when you leave me, I want you to be prepared for the next job. I'm not only going to employ you, I'm going to help you get ready for your next job.
Yep.
And I hope I've been able to do that.
That's important because that means that's another one of the factors that turns out to be important,
right.
And that's the opportunity for people to learn and grow in the job,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is. And I believe that every business can do that, whether it's a big business, maybe that's easier for them, but even
yeah.
small businesses can look at it and say, I'm not going to put you in this box and limit you. I'm going to give you opportunities to learn things.
Yeah.
That's going to prepare you for your next job, even if it's not working for me.
Farcliffs.com. That's Jim Schreier's website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Great. Thank you. Will do.
See you next time. Jim Schreier.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.